This is Putting the Pieces Together, a Star Wars original trilogy fic written by Merfili and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Leia Organa, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, with all possible permutations and combinations thereof. If additional tags for polyamory, twincest, fade to black, stolen moments, getting together, canon concurrent, and was written for the Luke Leia and Luke Leia Han fic exchange, May 2018. Luke captured his attention earlier than the princess, Han was quick to admit. He'd just been a lot more low-key about the attraction, because Tatooine was one of those machismo-ridden backwaters with the whole man and woman thing engraved in their bones. At least, among the humans. Some swore that neither Jawas nor Tuskens had more than one gender. Because of that, Han had been careful with his attention landing on Luke, until after they had evacuated Yavin 4, and he found the kid mindlessly trying to fix a piece of machinery that was well past needing an incinerator. "Kid?" Luke looked up at him, lost and pretending that the lines on his face weren't tear tracks. "Biggs could have fixed this," he said, voice lost and broken. "Biggs. One of the posthumous medals given," Han remembered. "The one that had made Luke stiffen and hide his smile for the rest of the ceremony." "Care to tell me about him?" Han invited, sliding along the seat to sit close enough to indulge his own wishes and offer comfort as it was needed. Luke half shrugged a shoulder. "He was my best friend, the one that was always there, until he went to the academy. I saw him just before the droids came. He told me that he'd defected. Never thought I'd see him again, but he was here. He was here, and for a few hours I had him back, and then he died, protecting me, doing what he believed in, and he's gone, and I don't even know what I'm doing any more now than 3 weeks ago," Luke said, lost in the ramble of finally trying to process everything. Han knew that feeling. He knew what it was like to just lose your path, lose the ones you counted on, and have to start all over. "I'm still here, kid," he said, even though he knew he needed to get that bounty paid off, and soon. Luke looked up at him, face tight with feelings. "Thanks, Han. I mean, I'm glad, but it's not... Things were different for me and Biggs," he managed to get out, before his ears went red and he ducked his face down for saying that much. Han felt the light turn on and shifted, catching Luke's chin with his hand, tipping his face back. "Kid, you're hurting, and that kind of hurt takes a while to get past. But any time you need a reminder he'd want you to live for yourself and keep him alive while you're doing it, you know where I sleep." The dawning wonder on Luke's face was precious, but the kiss that was stolen right behind it? That made Han's heart thump, as Luke proved he didn't really think once his passion was on something. Neither one of them slept alone that night. Chewie knew when to clear out, and it turned out that he was adept at maneuvering fussy protocol droids out, too. "Leia." He used her name so rarely, especially without being told to knock off the epithets, that she looked at him instantly, her face a mix of curiosity and wariness. "Han." "Glad to know we know each other's names," he blustered, trying again to address that moment earlier where she'd been in his arms and he had felt so damn vulnerable. They couldn't keep doing this dance. Even Luke said it was ridiculous. "What is it, Han?" He felt a surge of hope, because that was the quiet, true honesty coming through. He looked over at her and chased the impossible. What was the worst that could happen? She said no? I wouldn't mind taking our minds off things and seeing what does get you excited, he said, putting on his best roguish smile. But he knew his eyes were telling the truth, knew she'd see it in how he respected the physical distance between them. More, he watched her actually consider it, saw the way she was pulled to the idea, while struggling with who she was in the larger scheme of things. Just this once, before we get to your friend and you find your way out of my life, she challenged, a brittle edge around her words. He deserved that, for all the times he'd threatened to leave in the last 3 years. Nothing's guaranteed, princess. But just once, here and now, you're on your own, out in the limelight, and you know I'd never say a word. There. He put it in terms that might let her put her conscience as Alderaan's princess, as a rebellion's heart, to rest. I do know it, she said, in a softer tone. I just don't want it to be like that. He stared at her, dumbfounded, as she moved to join him in his pilot's chair, hand coming to cup his cheek. Doesn't have to be, he managed to answer. Shh, she chided, before kissing him gently to enforce it. Luke looked at Leia, sitting on the berth in the cabin she had brought him and both droids to, after Lando left with Chewie. He had never thought of her as being lost before, and yet she was so tiny, so folded in on herself, that he had to come sit beside her, wrapping an arm around her. We'll find him, he reassured her, even as he could have sworn the new hand was itching, a reminder of why they were at this point. I know, Leia said, before realizing she didn't have to give the automatic brave answer. She folded into his hold. I hope so. He makes me, well, crazy, but also... She had to let the words go, but Luke smiled. Like you're the most fantastic treasure in existence, and he can't believe he gets to be in your presence, he offered, winning a smile off of her. A little more than my presence, she admitted, thinking of the night on the Falcon, of the stolen moment in the shower on Cloud City. Luke gave a small noise at that, then laughed at himself. Han didn't think you'd ever, no matter what he felt, he told her. Leia looked up at him, then gave a soft smile. Maybe I wouldn't have, but too many moments of we may die now had happened. You're all right with he and I? Luke nodded. Maybe even a little jealous of him now, he added, only partly teasing. I mean, the way you kiss, he continued, just to make her smile more. He told me you and he were close like that, and I worried, but I love you both so much, Leia admitted, voice gone soft and body tensing, readying for flight if the words landed wrong. Luke studied her face, then leaned in, kissed her for the first time, instead of being kissed by her. Pretty sure I've been in love with you since R2 played a snippet of your message, he admitted. Han and you both are the ones I fight for. Leia leaned up and kissed him again, before they toppled back in the bed, exploring more than just kisses. No one's gonna harm you. It was during the evacuation from Endor that Han finally realized things between Luke and Leia were far more awkward than just the revelations he'd heard on the moon. He chased Chewie off to the cockpit, made sure Lando was occupied with Nine Numb, and he didn't want to know how occupied, honest, before going and grabbing Luke by the wrist to go to the cabin where Leia was. Han, don't, Luke protested. Han glared, Luke quieted, and soon they were in the small cabin with Leia. She sat up from the attempt at sleeping to speak, and Han covered his lips with a finger. "Now, you two, I've had enough of this weirdness," Han said. "Yes, Luke, I slept with Leia before getting frozen. Leia, I told you I'd been sleeping with Luke ever since Yavin. What's the problem?" Leia and Luke looked at him. Then both broke into laughter that was just slightly tinged with hysteria. "What?" Han asked, now completely confused. "Han, it's not about you," Leia started. "It's us," Luke told him. "While you were gone from us, we fell into each other. Only now..." "Now it's different," Leia finished for him, regret in her tone. "Why?" Han asked, curious as his brain processed that they weren't doing the awkward dance because they'd both slept with him, but with each other. "Wait, sibling taboo," he said a moment later, as the twins had been struggling to answer him. "Doesn't exist in some systems. Some even only allow sibling marriages, though breeding is handled through complicated means. But Leia, you said very clearly that you won't even think about kids until the Republic is restored and New Alderaan is created," Han continued, bullying on through. "Yes, but no buts, your worshipfulness," Han scolded. "No one else knows, no one else is likely to know, and we all tend to be together anyways. So, do you love Luke?" "Yes." "Luke, I know you love her." "I do, but what part of no buts did you miss, kid?" Han glared at him to shush him. "Look, I love you both, and you love each other, and this is all about us, not anyone else or some accident of genetics, when you didn't even know each other for nearly 20 years. Leia looked down, her shoulders shaking, and Luke immediately moved to her, worried, only to find her laughing softly. "What is it, Leia?" "That I am about to say this." "Han is right."
"It happens,"
Han said defensively. "If everyone is all right with it, then what are we looking at?" Luke asked them. Leia answered before Han could even open his mouth. "Me feeling very spoiled, Han being cockier than usual about having a pair of siblings for lovers without actually saying it, and you having a safe port against all those emotions you keep knotting up inside you," she said. "Sound good to everybody?"
"I suppose so, since the committee has spoken," Han drawled, joining them on the berth and accepting her small smack on his arm. "I think non-space wizards and non-princesses normally just call it a family, though," he added, before leaning past Leia to kiss Luke, like he'd been itching to do since the cell in Jabba's palace.
"I call that hot," Leia said, before tangling fingers with both of her men.
"This is just the appetizer, sweetheart," Han said after the kiss,
while Luke sat with his eyes closed, savoring it.
"We've got time to explore it now," he offered.
Luke shook off his reverie and started undoing his top, followed quickly by the other two. The end.